If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Alderman Bennett Lawson is with us, represents the 44th Ward. Alderman, that includes Wrigley Field in Lakeview, right?
It absolutely does.
Oh, so your ward has a lot of short-term rentals, I would imagine.
Yes, 235 to be exact.
Oh, wow. And as I mentioned earlier, when I rent an Airbnb, it's because I'm on vacation and I'm ready to have fun. I want to play some music. I want to, you know, be outside. And when I rented one in Palm Springs earlier this year, there was a music ordinance, a noise ordinance, where if I even played music around the pool, I had to have my credit card on file with the city of Palm Springs, and they would fine me $500, and I wouldn't even know it till I got home. Does anything like that exist in Chicago? Because I thought that was a bit extreme.
That may be the far opposite side of the spectrum from what we have in Chicago. I think our problem is maybe we're a little underregulated, and that's pretty hefty. The city had your credit card on file here?
You had to give all your info to the city of Palm Springs. And I thought, they're running a background check on me because I'm renting an Airbnb. So I know it does vary state to state, but if you've got over 200 Airbnbs in your ward, what is happening that has caused concern?
Sure. So by and large, most of these hosts are very responsible, great neighbors. They're renting a room in their place where they live, or they have a two flat and they're renting the unit that they don't live in. We run into some troubles where there isn't an owner present on site. And, you know, if it comes to, hey, we've had an issue, we want to call somebody, we don't have that mechanism as aldermen. You know, we can work with the platform if they're rented on the certain platform, Airbnb, VRBO, and others. But the way the city has set up this license is a little tricky. We license the platform, and the hosts just register. Right, so the individual units aren't licensed. The platform is.
Mm.
So what I wanted was to figure out, well, where are they? Right. How many do it? Not just in my ward, but what block are they on? What's the address? What's the unit number? Who's the contact person? Right now, the city's not getting phone numbers for these people, just email addresses. I want to better understand how many nights they're being rented for, right? Because this is a unit, in many cases, that could be a home for Chicagoans. And then all the taxes, all the violations, and whether there was any special consideration in order to get the license, which goes through a commissioner's authority process. So that was the first big step, so we could just understand this universe and the impact it's having block by block.
And the city has a vested interest because they collect taxes on that, right?
Absolutely. It's higher than the hotel tax. It's the big hotel tax plus there's a percentage that goes toward domestic violence and another to fight homelessness.
So the money goes to good use, which is nice if it does indeed end up where it's intended to go. Sometimes we run into problems with that in our state. But I wouldn't want overregulation either, or heavy regulation like what I experienced in California. But that comes about because people cause trouble in some of these units. Not all, like you said, but have there been some shootings in Airbnbs or rentals?
We've had, actually right after I became alderman, it was 2 years ago, Memorial Day, we had an incident with a fight at a short-term rental spilled out on the sidewalk, and we had shots fired. We had another just last year where a gun was recovered after shots were fired. And what is otherwise sort of a sleepy, quiet part of the neighborhood that's all single families and two flats. And so, you know, not having the tools to even contact the owner of the building, right? Having to go through Airbnb, not understanding if there's previous violations here was a real barrier to trying to figure out, you know, a lot of my colleagues are banning these in their wards, right? And short of that, figuring out how we can better regulate these so we don't have the parties or the violent incidents. But we do have the information. And you know, I have a tourist neighborhood. I need lodging of all types. I get that. That's different for some other neighborhoods. You know, so you want to protect the good renters and the visitors that are here to have fun in our many licensed establishments where you can be loud and drink, and those that are here to cause trouble.
Right. And so reiterate exactly what you want to see happen. What kind of regulation are you looking for? I mean, obviously, so, having the phone number seems to be, I would think that would have been a given already, but.
You and me both.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't believe what I said. Wait a minute, we're not collecting phone numbers?
Yeah.
You know, how little do we actually know about this business entity that's happening in the house next door, right?
Right.
And, you know, some of mine are above storefronts, actually. That's maybe an easier spot for short term because they tend to be a little louder. But so the basic is the first component here is transparency. So each alderman is going to get a quarterly report that includes those things that I went through earlier, full contact information, the registration numbers, the number of nights, the number of taxes paid, violation citations, all of that. The other piece we're adding, and this is probably going to need a deeper dive, but we're including the homeowner's exemption as one of the specific items used to prove up whether or not you have control over a property. It's not the only thing, but it's something that for those two flat single family homes, you know, this isn't somebody who's renting and then they just create a business because they rented the house as a unit and now they've got an Airbnb going there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last piece too was to make sure that we're enforcing and communicating occupancy limits, right? For as many times as I've been in a two-bedroom apartment that had more than people than it should in it, that's not something that we want to encourage. And so that's given by the Commissioner of Business Affairs at the point where the unit is registered. And then that, I believe, is also going on the Airbnb or VRBO site. So that we know that, you know, more than 8 people, 10 people in a two-bedroom is not safe or allowed.
Right. Right. And let's face it, a lot of people do that. It might not even be 8 or 10. It could be 30 or 40 for a party or something like that as well.
Oh, exactly.
What kind of support do you have from your fellow alder people?
You know, this passed unanimously last week. I had very little discussion in committee. I think there's a lot of my colleagues that are looking at even more strict regulations. And this ordinance, I think, will give them the information and all of us the information so that we can make better laws. Right now, we're legislating sort of blindly and, you know, making assumptions based on what we think we know. And this will give us better data so that we can look at, yeah, the number of nights that these units are taken off of the market, right? The amount of income that comes in and the amount of violations that some of these have. You know, we shouldn't be renewing bad operators no differently than if they run a bar or a hotel or shared housing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. We're up against news time. I really wanted to know what you thought about Alderman Ray Lopez appearing to troll other members of the city council.
I've not been on that list quite yet, I think, but that's right. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. Take care.
The news is next with Lauren.